you reach?
Yeah, it's going, everything is going nicely in Calcutta Mott.
Calcutta Mott is reached.
Yesterday evening.
Now evening. And then after
then Calcutta Mott to here.
1 or 2 hours he came here. He came this morning.
He came here this morning.
Oh, night passed Calcutta Mott. All right. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They were about 12. In number?
10.
10.
10, 12.
10 devotees.
But no inconvenience there?
No.
All right. Krishna, Krishna. Purnananda is there. Purnananda, Krishna. Jai Lord Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol. Jai Lord Hari Bol. Jai Lord. Oh. Now, we have to wait for Goswami Maharaj. He is also expected.
After he publishes the book.
Oh. So not sure that he will come to join this function, is it?
It is doubtful that he will come. It is doubtful that he will come. By the 27th.
Only ask the Palin now, ask the Palin.
No, Goswami.
Goswami Maharaj.
Maharaj, in his last letter, he told he would try to bring the book and come by Vyasa Puja. His last letter.
Our resource is the Palin. Take Vyasa Puja, Dini Aharaj, ask the
Palin. So, condition that the book is finished, he will come with the book.
He will just print 1 or 2 copies, show copies, and bring that.
He usually does. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. His eyes, Lord, Hari Lord, his eyes. Hare Krishna. So now I may not detain them long. Yes, tired also. On the journey, should take some rest. Hare Krishna, Lord Hari, Lord Hari. His eyes, Lord Hari, Lord Hari, Lord Hari. Golden Volcano. In Madras, many gentlemen used to come and say, your highest ideal is Sri Chaitanya Dev, but his last life is very, as it is furious to us. How he passed his last days, sometimes running to the sea, sometimes through this thorny jungle, sometimes rubbing his face on the wall to get out of the house to go to Jagannath, all these furious things we are afraid to think of such high ideas. What do you say? I told there is one thing you should not note. Bahire Bishajjala hai, Vitore Anandamai, Krishna Pari Rajbhuta Chariti. This wonderful characteristic in love. Outwardly suffering, but inwardly enjoying. Inward enjoyment. Here also such example is not very rare. Those who can sacrifice their life for the country, many of them we see, they with smiling face, they are going to be offering themselves to be hanged for the country. And the freedom of the country, so many souls with smile in the face are going to be hanged. So, outwardly, some pain, but they do not care for that. The inner joy and hope encourages them to accept such painful external life. In many cases, we find ambitious persons have nothing wanted. But what about this highest end of our life? Vidari Anandamaya, full of joy within. Externally, apparently, we may see he's passing through the jungle, he's jumping into the water, going to Jagannath, finding no path. He's hitting against the wall, so many things. When we shed tears, tears not always out of pain, but even when we are tearful, sometimes we can shed tears also. In many cases, we must have experienced that though we are crying, we feel relief within. We can cry in a position where we should cry. If we can't cry, then we'll be unhappy. If we can shed tears profusely, we feel relief within us. So external painful characteristic does not show the internally spiritual happiness is absent there. So that is another thing. Service means withdraw from this worldly happiness. Worldly pain and pleasure all equal. Bhagavad Gita has taught us to deal both pain and joy in this world as nothing. To be quite indifferent over the joy and the suffering of this world equal. In expectation with a third plane, life of a third plane, we must be prepared for that. So we have come here for the highest goal, highest type of fulfillment of life. So we must be prepared for that. The highest goal of life, as showed by Mahaprabhu in Srimad Bhagavatam and so many other devotees, especially the gopis, Nanda Yashoda and Ram Sudam, that way we must be prepared for any sacrifice. No sacrifice is sufficient for that, to achieve that. But no worldly value is necessary. Nothing in the world can give us that thing, only our inner hankering. We want that at all cost. At all cost, we want that thing. That is the only qualification. No other price from the worldly stock, like cash here. Lojvamatram vidrami kalam. From the core of our heart, we want to you, my Lord, your service. That is the qualification. The first step is Shraddha. Sudhira Vishyas, Krishna Bhakti Koyuri. If I serve you, my Lord, everything is done. Just as put food into the stomach, whole body fed. Put water into the root, whole tree is fed. Ochutajya, your service means proper service to the whole, as especially you. We want you for our service purpose. Automatically, the whole will be solved. You are such. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur. We are attracted by that noble ideal. We are here. We shall try our best to go to our destination. I hope by the grace of Nityananda, Mahaprabhu and the Vaishguru, Vaishnava, our campaign will be successful. Mancha Kalpatar Bhaskriva, Vaishnava, Bhavani Bhu, Vaishnavi Bhu, Noam. I just have to be here. We'll go and take rest. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Maharaj ki jai.
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 Jai. Back to God. That is our normal position. Back to God, back to home. Home consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Fully home consciousness. Happy home, sweet home consciousness. Krishna consciousness means sweet home consciousness. Normal. And this is all abnormal. We have to take it and be very much cautious, very much alert that one of Krishna consciousness may not contaminate us. And these sadhus are sources from which Krishna consciousness is emitting outside, being spread and helping of the infectious area, infectious, the normal atmosphere is created. We are all agents of such plane. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sattva Sastra, the saviors, the agent of the land of saviors. They are only auspicious center. All others coming to devour me. Death means coming. The power of devouring, all coming to devour me, swallow me. And the sadhus have come to help me that I may live from that demonic attack. Yes, what is that? I am monarch of all I said, or I don't want anything. Two kinds of demons. I am monarch of all I serve. I want to exercise power over else and exploit everything. Or if not so, I can't do so, then I am nowhere I shall require. But I want to go to serve others, to be small, want to be big. The Mayavadis, the renunciationist, they show him, I am the biggest, that is their conception. However, I am the smallest of them all. Tanadari Sunis, Sarovari Vishwaj, Kudradari Kud, smallest of the small. But my master, my lord, is the biggest. And more, I was the meanest servant, anyhow, the meanest of the mean, am I. I am a serving agent. I am a servitor in the infinite. That is my identification and that is my position. The smallest of the small. Servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. There we get the real conception of the environment. I am small, and if I think myself small, then I can have real conception of the how big, bigger outside. Otherwise, I am diseased, in diseased condition, that I am monarch, or I won't cooperate with anything, if I am not the monarch. Mahaprabhu told them the key to real happiness, to real life, happy life, is to be meanest of the mean, finite of the finite. Then I can come to the true conception of infinite. Mahaprabhu says, what is my identification I want? Nahung vipru notanospati. I am neither a Brahmin, that is, holding honorable position in the religious society, a Brahmin. Nahung Brahmin, nahung vipru notanospati. Neither I am organizer of the material world, of the environment. Narapati is napi bhoshyo, nor I am the master of the finance, controlling the finance of the country. Napi bhoshyo nasudro, neither I am general labor at the hand of those usurpers. Napi bhoshyo nasudro, nahang vipro. Nāti vaśyū nāśuddhā, nāhaṁ vadmī nācakriyapati nābhanasthu vadī. Neither I am in the varnasam dharma with that brahmacari, or grihastha, or vānaprastha, or sannyāsī. Above the varnasam conception. Who am I then? I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Gopi Bhatta, the Lord of the Gopis. Only the connection I can't give up, that is the connection of the Gopis. The Gopi connection, Krishna, has any meager, the smallest position, but that must be in Vrindavan. That is my prayer, my ambition. That's a little smallest of the smallest connection, but that should be in Vrindavan, the loving area, the loving transaction in Vrindavan. A drop of love divine. A drop of love, divine love, a drop I want. I can't give up that claim. any position, the smallest, a grass. Buddha wanted to be a grass, a blade of grass, though, so that they get the feet dust of the gopis, a grass, a creeper. But in Vrindavan, where the love, divine love transaction is there, they are any position. And the last question is, Jatkin Chatina Gudmo Ki Kotam Kongosti Samastita Sadbang Vayavanda. Whether Uddhav wants to be a creeper, he says, creeper, the insect, worm, the, all the good and the bad things in our consideration, all they helped the Krishna Lila. So I show my honor to them. Even the worm, the insect, I bow down my head to them. Because they are all helping the pastimes of Krishna there. They have got their own necessity in the atmosphere as a whole. Okay. What do you want to know? কে হরিনাম করলাম দীক্ষা কার হবে এই চলছে রেডি
করেছে
গোবিন্দ মানুষকে জানান কোন সময় কি হবে বহুদাষ্টমী জি বহুদাষ্টমী বহুদা বহুদা এই পার্টিকুলার কাউ বহুদা Bahuda born. They were born in Vrindavan, 12 main forest. And the one, and the important is Bahudavan. Radhakund is situated within Bahudavan. Radhakund. The highest place that is situated in the forest, whose name is Bahudavan. Story I don't remember or get. I'll call him. Privately, someone used to take milk. Some story is there. Madhuvan, Kumudvan, Talvan, then Bahudavan. And the Govardhan, Radha Kunda situated within the jurisdiction of Bahudavan. After that, there is Kammavan. Then Khadijvan. Dazarvan. 12 forests. Mathura Mandal divides in 12 forests. So Bahudavan. Bahul after me, sorry, auspicious day. Once that the camp was in Mathura, Prabhupada in his car, he used to visit our camp while moving in the Vrindavan and coming back at night to Mathura in his quarter. But in Bahudavan, his car was taken to in the early morning was necessary to carry Professor Sanmeda Kundababu, the secretary, to Hathras station. They will have to join their duty in the office, so they could not stay any longer there to come back to Calcutta and to catch the train at the early morning. So Prabhupada, that night, he was compelled to stay at Bahudavan. But he had no bedding. Bedding is left in Mathura camp. Then Paramananda Prabhu, who was from 13 years, Brahmachari 13 years, lived with Prabhupada. Paramananda Brahmachari. From the age of 13, he used to live with Guru Maharaj. So very intimate. He came to me, "Your bedding is necessary for Prabhupada." Yeah, so many sannyasins and others. But anyhow, the favor came to me. "Your bedding is necessary for Prabhupada tonight." He can't go back, such is the condition. Then, of course, internally I was very happy, but externally I was much afraid. Oh my, used by whom? And how that can be supplied to Guru Maharaj? But what to do? Order is order. Order. Then, one Maharaj came to my relief. He came with a new bedsheet. Then I got some under the pillow and the bedding, everything. That new bedsheet would be spread, and he may use. One Maharaj, when he heard, he came with a new bedsheet. One new bedsheet with me. Then I was satisfied. I gave my bedding, and that new bedsheet was spread over that, and Prabhupada used that bedding for us. That is the first and the last in the history of Gauriya Mission. Rahul.
Thank you.